13 minutes away from 4 o'clock. It's Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM. Andy Bulbarch joined alongside Steve Bailey. You have us until 5 o'clock this evening. Boy, a lot of really awesome things happening this weekend. We just went through that on our weekend roundup, but that's brought to you by Hometown Vendors. And speaking of Hometown Vendors, we have Sarah Wilhelm on the line with Hometown Vendors, and they've got a big event coming up this weekend as well. Sarah, thank you so much for joining us today. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me again.
Well, this weekend, tomorrow, you guys will be out at Lorain County Community College from 9 to 2. You have your Give Thanks Craft and Vendor Show. What are the details on tomorrow's show?
Well, it is open from 9 to 2. It's free admission for any customers. We never charge to come into any of our events. We will have 85-plus vendors between companies like J.R. Bass and crafters and just small businesses. There's so many different items there that there's something for everyone.
So let's get into the details on the kinds of items that will be there, because when you think of a Give Thanks Craft and Vendor Show, it seems like it's going to be a little bit different than some of your holiday ones. You guys have plenty of those. We'll come around to those here in just a moment. But what items would you say are specific in the world of crafting to Thanksgiving?
Oh, that was a tough one. So November 16th, it's generally our kickoff to Christmas. So we do have some vendors that make holiday gnomes, and they're free in your house, and they have, like, scarecrows and pilgrims and all kinds of different turkeys. Just looks like a gnome. We also have wreaths, three different wreath makers, and they will have Thanksgiving wreaths for, you know, to decorate your house. Lots and lots of woodworking companies, and they will have, you know, Give Thanks signs and just different things about Thanksgiving and be grateful, be blessed, all of those different types of, you know, holiday decor. But we also will have our typical snowmen and our Christmas items.
Very nice. And I know the Christmas items are awfully hot this time of year. It feels like we start to celebrate this earlier and earlier every year. And you were talking about the number of vendors that'll be there. You said 85. That seems like a ton. Is this one of your bigger shows?
It is. So LCC is one of our annual shows, and I want to say the exact number is 95 vendors, but I generally will say 85 plus just in case we get cancellations.
Well, and you mentioned there's something for everybody at this show, and you were talking about some of the vendors that are going to be there, and it seems like you guys really kind of cover the gamut. In the past, I know you guys have had cookie bakers and things of that nature, so you have people who sell goodies, you have people who sell crafts. Are you looking at the same kinds of things at this year's show?
We do. We have some different people as well, different vendors. One of our vendors is, his name is Drummer Boy. He actually makes homemade barbecue sauce. He's licensed, and he's at our event this year, so we're super excited about that because his barbecue sauce is amazing. We have some crafters that make scarves and hats and different knittings and crocheted items. Jewelry, of course, but one thing I don't believe we've ever had at this location is authors for books. And we have books by Andy, and she actually creates children books. And then we also have a Baby Bumble Nation. She also creates children books, so which, you know, is a great Christmas item for the kids. So we're excited. We have some new people. We have some, you know, customers and vendors who've already been like, where are you at? You know, when's it all coming out? So we have our usual people and who just follow us to every event, but we definitely have new vendors, and we're super excited to have them.
I would imagine, Sarah, that this time of the year is when you guys really kind of become your busiest. Now, that's not to say you guys aren't busy throughout the course of the year. I mean, I know you guys already have events lined up into 2020 surrounding Valentine's Day and over to Easter and all that good stuff. But
yeah.
Is this where you guys really get to be really extraordinarily busy?
We do, yes. Our holiday events, basically from October October through the end of December is our busiest time of the year. We have the most events in our row, and we really gear it towards the holiday. You know, decorate your table, wear Christmas gear. I have a I Love Santa sweatshirt I'll be wearing Saturday. And this year is extra special for Jen and I with Hometown Vendors because we're actually adopting a family for the holidays, our businesses. We will have raffle baskets as well that people can try and win.
Okay, cool. Very nice. Well, we mentioned we'd come back around to some of your holiday events also. I know this is all kind of part of the same season, but you guys do have a Christmas bazaar that'll take place in Avon at the end of the month. What details can you share about that show?
Oh, that is November 30th, 9 to 3 p.m. at Cambria Suites in Avon. There will be 50-plus vendors there. And then we have two holiday shows in December as well.
So the holiday season will be really crazy busy for you guys. Now, you know, you guys an interesting story. I mean, you had referenced Jennifer, who you operate Hometown Vendors with. You guys have a cool story about how you guys turned into what was just kind of a fun side job into a career. How did this come together and become a career for you guys?
So Jen used to sell Jamberry, which is like a direct sales business. And I used to sell Fency, and we would go to events and we would just kind of see, you know, more advertising needs to be done or this needs to be done. And we just thought it was really cool. And it was kind of giving back to just small businesses all around. So we decided to try it out. Well, after 4 years, we decided that we wanted to become an LLC and be registered through the state of Ohio. So we are actually coming up on our year anniversary, so it's pretty exciting. We've been doing this for almost 6 years now.
Very exciting. So this is a banner year for you guys. Good stuff. Very, very nice. Okay, well, Sarah, we certainly appreciate you stopping by and giving us a few moments of your time. Before we let you go, though, I did tease some of the events you guys have coming up, even when the holiday season is over. For our listeners who would like to get a look at what events you guys have coming up, not only this month and next, but into 2020 as well, where can they get that information?
They can go to hometownvendors.com. That is our website. Or if they're on Facebook, they can search Hometown Vendors LLC, and we have a business page on Facebook as well.
Outstanding. And again, this weekend at Lorain County Community College, you guys have your Give Thanks and Craft Art and Vendor Show. Should be a heck of a lot of fun. Takes place 9 to 2 tomorrow at LCCC. Sarah, thank you again for joining us, and we hope that you guys get a big turnout tomorrow.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sarah. Again, that's Sarah Wilhelm with Hometown